Welcome to Fire Breathing Kittens, an actual play podcast. Today is a special episode as we're joining our new member, Ozob DePutz. Hi, hello. Ozob.
Hello, everyone.
Can you tell our listeners what you look like?
Of course. Like, I'm a very good-looking goblin. You know, like, I've got that nice, good green skin, and I've got all the right pimples, moles, and acne in all the right places. And, of course, I've got this most luxurious wax dome head. That's right, I'm completely hairless, ladies. And also, on top of that, all my toenails are a nice shade of yellow and are quite long, and they break very easily. So, you know, I've also got that. I've got the nail game going on. And, of course, I am a very nice height of 3 feet tall. So, you know, I'm the tallest one in my family, actually. So, and I'm pretty proud of that. Like, all of my family members are under, like, 2 feet. I don't know why, but, like, maybe they don't eat enough, dog milk or something. I don't know. But I drank all my dog milk, and I am now a firm 3 feet, 1 inches, I think. Including my ears, of course. Because that's, like, the important part of just figuring out goblin height. So, yes, I think that's it. Also, I am wearing a sensible gear of assorted rags that are woven together and covered in just the right amount of dirt. You know, to hide and also to stink properly. You know, stink hygiene is very important, and a lot of adventurers don't realize that. So that's me, and of course I don't wear shoes, because of course, little Lego pieces and thorns are good for the soul. Now, that is about what I look like, and I'm happy to see all of you. Oh, also got the fire-breathing tattoo on my shoulder, and it hurt. I cried 3 times!
Aww. Well, that's dedication.
Of course.
Well, gosh, aren't you a stately goblin? I've never seen one so tall.
Oh, thank you. My mother, well, God rest her souls. She died actually from a poison bramble. But, you know, but we are a proud fact. We are a proud goblin to DePutz family line. And we are proud. And, of course, my height was the reason I was chosen to be the chosen of the DePutz clan.
That's very interesting. I feel like I should talk to you about that, but I also have interview questions. Maybe we'll find out how you're the chosen one and what you're chosen to do over the course of this interview.
All right, I suppose. Sorry, I talk a lot. It's a defense mechanism. If you're talking, the predators won't kill you. That's just logic.
They do always wait until the end of the evil villain's monologue.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to why you're the chosen one. I just should start. But question one is, gosh, this is like backing off. Like, there was something so interesting, and I'm like backing off to this question. But you're a new addition to the Cran Box. What color would you be, and why?
Ooh, I'd be brown. Because, you know, again, the appropriate amount of dirt is very important in sneaking. You all, you know, occasionally, you don't want to have too much dirt, because then they're going to scream and think you're an elemental and then kill you faster. But you want enough dirt that you can, like, you know, run into, like, a bush and hide safely with that lovely green skin I'm very proud of. Now, it's mottled, you see, so it hides. Camouflage.
Yeah. People pay good money for that pattern.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they really shouldn't. It's dirt everywhere. You just have to go looking for it. In between your toes is my favorite spot to look.
And it camouflages your scent. They can't track you if they're vomiting.
Absolutely! See, this, you get it. Not everyone gets goblin kind, but you seem to get it. You have a good head on your shoulders.
What are your strengths, Ozob?
Oh. Well, that's a bit of a problem, but, listen. I have to tell you, before I talk about my strengths, I have to tell you. I do not like being strong. In fact, these giant big arms of mine are something of a, you know, a disappointment in the family. But, you know, if I have to and nobody's looking, I can lift pretty good. You know, it's like a grasshopper lifting a giant tank. Does that make sense?
I'm picturing it, yeah.
Yeah, but I prefer to use my agile ways to sneak around and then smack someone in the back of the head when they're not looking. And if I have to, I suppose in a long bout, I will fight. But I don't know. I don't like fighting. I'm just very good at it. You just can't. I guess you just can't pick your strengths, honestly.
That's true. It's too bad. I'm just picturing the ability slider from Rick and Morty right now, where I'm like, but you can if you had an ability slider. But okay, anyway.
What's an ability slider?
I know, right? Question three. Okay, we can't help our strengths, but we can help our weaknesses. What are yours?
I am terrified of everything. I mean, I know. I'm supposed to be the chosen warrior of the Deputz clan, and I'm very good at fighting. But just letting you know, if I'm lifting a sword in your direction, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, not because it's a war cry, it's because I'm terrified and hope you won't kill me. So if you meet me on the battlefield, you know, let's just pretend we had a good fight and I'll run the way, other way. Also, I have this problem. It's a big defect, I have to tell you. I really like certain people because they make me feel good when I'm around them and when I talk to them. And, you know, I'm very ashamed of this, but I don't want them to die. So oftentimes I had the worst of two worlds. I get stuck helping people that make me feel good. And on top of that, like, you know, I'm terrified out of my wits. So unfortunately, this is the worst traits for a goblin, you can understand. I really don't know. Is there a shot or something for this I can just take to get both things out of my system?
General statement about conversion therapy.
What?
You don't always need to change yourself. Sometimes you just need to change who's judging you.
Who's judging me?
Yourself, Ozob.
Oh, I never thought of that before. I thought somebody else was judging me this entire time.
I'm not.
You're very smart. I never thought about this. This is a whole new development. I need to bring this back to my clan when I'm done finding everything I was sent out to do.
Oh, yes. You know. Speaking of your clan, I see an opening and I'm seizing it. Question four is, where did you grow up, Ozob?
I was actually born in the proud Deputz clan. We are a clan hidden in the mountains/forest, because, you know, there's mountains with forests on them. So, like, that's where we are. Like, between where the mountains and the forest meets, that's where we live. Like, in holes and then also the top of trees. It's very complicated. I know. Some people are like, wait, are you in the mountain or the forest? I'm like, both. And everyone's like, what? That makes no sense. Anyway, so I was taught all the noble, wonderful things of my trickster god. Yes, so unfortunately, you see, we're a very religious group, and I was taught all the good, you know, morals to run away when there's a bigger monster in the way. Also, to make sure there's always food around, and if there isn't food, you make things around you food. That's also a very good one that's gotten me out of a lot of scrapes before in the past. And let's see, and you know, I was actually honest, and of course, you know, when my mother and my father and my grandparents all died in the horrible black cat incident of 97. Don't talk about it, it's too painful. And I was left after to take care of my brother, Loof. Loof, unfortunately, is a very sickly goblin. He can't eat, he can only eat, like, one mud before he starts vomiting. It's very strange. And, you know, but I love him. Oh, don't tell anybody, okay? Like, that's... Just don't tell anybody, but I really do love him. And, you know, I was fine just being his caretaker. You know, I'm a simple man, goblin, you know? I just want what everybody wants. I want, you know, someone to like. I want something to eat. And I want some place to sleep. And also some place to hide. And then some place to do all of those things at once. What's that called again?
Home.
No, that's not it. A burrow! That's it, a burrow. I wanted a good burrow. Now, unfortunately, you know, we have this ceremony when you reach maturity at the age of 5. And, you know, you go in front of the last altar of our trickster god to figure out what we're supposed to do in the clan. And unfortunately for me, I was chosen to be a holy warrior, and I was not happy. Because you know what they do to holy warriors? They kick him out to go looking for the other relics of our trickster god. And I was like, I don't really want to do this. Can you just, Mr. God, sir, can you please just find someone else? Anyone else? Like, I will bribe you with apples. Like, I will find good apples. They don't grow here, but I will find them for you. And he was like, I'm not interested in that, Ozob. I want you to be my holy warrior. And I'm like, well, please, no. And after an hour of begging, he said, listen, if you find my relics, you can go home and stop being my holy warrior. And I'm like, good enough. So that's where I come from. And I think I maybe overspoke a little bit, but that's just how it is. You know, always keep potential predators, you know, talking, just in case. Because you never know when someone will turn to a predator. Yeah.
What was that joke about a mimic? Oh, man. She laughed, the chair laughed. Yeah.
Well, yeah, what are chairs exactly?
Here, I pulled one up for you.
Ah, what is that? Get it away from me!
No, that's a mimic chair, you're right.
Oh, God, yes. No, get away from that. That thing has teeth.
I put it down.
Thoughts. Ugh, gross.
Ugh. Yep. Oh, sorry. That one was the mimic chair. All right. Moving on. Question 5.
Oh.
So, Holy Warrior Ozob, why do you want to join the Fire Breathing Kittens Guild?
Well, okay. Listen. I initially didn't want to, you know, like my motto is, you know, unless it's other goblins, you know, the taller people have these notions of something called bravery or something like that and heroism. Listen, I'm not about that life. You know, I'm here to survive and go back to my clan eventually and get my relics. But here's the nice thing about people with heroism. You see, they like finding shiny stuff. And I found out that they love going to places that are dangerous. And I'm like, wow, the relics are said to be in dangerous places. So if I just keep adventuring with them, eventually I'll find them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I have nothing else to go on for where the relics went, so I figured this might as well be the approach. And then, you know, I really started liking the head honcho in charge of the guild, and unfortunately fell into that trap, so I'm kind of stuck here, you know? Like, I don't want to go to Twist, but then the person says, please, Ozob, can you please just help us out? And of course I have to say yes, because I just like being around everyone so much. They're very nice. And that's a problem for a goblin like me.
Is it?
Yes, because I like people. I start liking them, and then they're like, oh, but Ozob, we're going into this dangerous dungeon. And I'm like, please don't. I like you, and I don't want you to die. Could you please not go into that dangerous dungeon? And they're like, well, sorry, Ozob, we have to go in without you, with or without you. And I'm like, ah, darn it, I might as well come with you. Make sure you don't die. And that's it's a very, very tragic, toxic cycle. You know, that maybe those people don't talk about. And I love them, I do. Did I say that? No, I didn't say that. Here, have an apple. Here, you can take an apple. Nobody, you didn't, don't repeat this to anyone.
I solemnly swear.
Good. It's not like this thing is recorded, right?
It is. So, question 5. Nope, that was question 5. Question 6. If you were given a 1-minute advertisement time spot during the annual Nicomoy fighting tournament, sort of like a Super Bowl, if you will, a sports Ooh. That all the town will see, what would you fill that minute with?
Well, I would tell everyone, I would sell everyone the best dirt, Ozob's dirt. Between his toes lurks the best, stinkiest, and most obscuring dirt in the entire realm. Come one, come all. If you want to stink and you want to hide from giant predators that want to kill you and eat your bones, come over to Ozob's foot dirt. I've offered it to other people before, but they just don't get it, you know? Like, if they just tried it, they'd know how stinky it is. I mean, it's stinky. It actually will coat you for several days after several showers.
Impressive. High performance stink.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, I think that would sell. Question 7. What do you like doing in your spare time, Ozob, when you're not hunting for relics?
Oh, well, I like doing everything else. I hate looking for relics. Like, my trickster god goblin, whose name I just will not, between you and me, I refuse to say his name, because if I say his name, he'll, like, listen in, and he'll know I'm just talking bad stuff about him. So we're not gonna say his name, but I like being a goblin. I like having a normal folk of scrunging around for scraps, sleeping in unexpected places, and just eating everything that I can get my little hands on, you know? Simple things that every goblin and every Every person should have the right to eating things, licking the dirt out from between your toes, and just having a good time, you know?
No, I think you should work at all times to find the relics for your god. I agree.
No, absolutely not. I thought we had an understanding.
I'm just kidding with you.
Oh, good.
All right. What things in life are still a mystery to you, Ozob?
Let me think. Here's my question. You know what? I have this thing that I'm not sure. I have a conspiracy I've been looking into. I'm not sure if I've cracked it quite yet. But listen, I think secretly that everybody has to be worshiping some sort of god that comes in, and what they do is they'll stare knowingly into this small circle with two hands on it, and it just tells them what to do secretly. I have no idea what this god's name is, but I think I've heard it uttered before. It starts with a CL and ends with a K. Cluck. I think it's a clerk. That's what it is. It's a clerk. And I know that everyone secretly worships this god. And, like, I don't know. It also tells them the times of day. I don't know. It's just something about this god doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what it does, what he's up to, you know?
I think it feeds off people's stress.
I think so, you know? Like, they do seem a lot more stressed when they look at it. And they always say, oh, we don't have enough of it, of him. And I'm like, I think you have enough of him. You're always looking at him. I think it's so strange. And his altars are everywhere. It's very strange. And they make little noises, like dinging noises. I don't know. I don't know what's up to that, but I would love to know that mystery, what that's about.
Ozob's quest. Step one, give relics to God. Step two, overcome God.
I'm of two minds. I would love to be a god because then I could do whatever I wanted and nobody would bother me. But, like, at the same time, like, I don't know. I'd always have to talk to people and tell them to go on quests, and I'm not about that life, you know? So, like, I don't know. I'm of two minds. But you bring up an interesting point. Maybe overcoming God is a good thing. Well, my god, not everyone else's god. They can have their gods. I don't care about those gods.
That's good.
Good.
Question 9. Halfway through. Everybody's got one. What's your annoying habit?
Annoying? Yeah. I'm not annoying. I'm just wittingly irritating.
Okay.
But I'd have to say, though, if any annoying thing, I guess I have to do. They always complain that, Ozob, you're much stronger than us. Why don't you lift things? Because it's shameful. It's very shameful to have big muscles like I do. And that, I think, that's very irritating. Like, have you ever walked up to something and been like, I can lift that? And I'm like, yeah, that's really irritating.
Yeah, that sucks when you can lift things.
Yeah! I'd rather not lift anything and dodge boulders. You know what I mean? Like, when you need strength, when you've got, like, good old somersaulting.
Yeah. I mean, somersaults at a can of pickles. Somersaults to the left, somersaults to the right. The can of pickles remains unopened. The cap tight on the jar.
I think if I go up, down, left, right, stop, it'll open by itself. I haven't figured out if this is true or not, but I think if you somersault in the right directions, the pickle jar will open.
Sets jar on counter, steps back two steps, does complicated dance, jar pops open!
Yay! That would be very amazing.
Question 10, what's the kindest act you have ever done, Ozob?
Oh, we're getting to shameful things. Oh, boy. Okay, listen, I would never admit this, ever, ever, but, you know. This isn't being recorded, so it's fine if it's just between us.
Yeah, don't worry, it's just being recorded.
I actually, like, listen. My brother, Loof, he's very, very sick. Like I told, it's not just the mud pie thing. He's coughing a lot, and he has some sort of magical disease or something, I don't know. And it gets in his blood, and it turns his blood black, and, you know, well, you know, I talked to my parents about this when they, you know, before the Black Cat incident of 97, like I told you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they told me of the secret medicine, and they said, but this, it'd be a waste of resources. It's better if he just die, you know? It's better if you just die, Ozob. It's our way. And I was like, okay, I hear ya. And then every night since, I would then sneak back to that wizard and give him the freshest batch of apples, which weren't actually, they didn't actually grow on that mountain. I had to go to a different mountain to get them. And I give them to him in secret. And then when my parents were like, where's the apples, Ozob? I'm like, there weren't any apples today. I'm sorry. But here's a nice rat. They were very happy with the rat. But I was secretly giving him medicine every night. And I guess you could call that kind. In a certain light, I guess you call that kind. It's very shameful, so please don't tell anyone. I really like my brother. I really like my brother, and I think it's better if he's alive. I know, don't tell anyone. It's very weak of me.
I won't tell a soul.
Good.
Question 11. Well, you've come from mountains, you've come from forests, you're in a city now. Where would you like to visit in the future, Ozob?
Visiting. Ugh. Let's see. Honestly, okay, listen. I've heard of this place. I don't know what it's called, but it's a place where the tall people, they go and they just grow food. I don't know how they do this, and I don't know if it's even real, but also they grow pretty things like flowers and also like things like bushes. Is that the word? Am I using these words correctly? I think I am.
Oh, entirely. But
I would love to go there and eat all the foods they are growing. Because it boggles my mind. You don't grow food. Like, you just find the place it grows and then you take from the plant. But the fact that it is intentionally, that's just a playground for me right there. I would love to see it and learn its ways. It would be amazing. You know, but that's impossible, I know. But it's a fantasy, but it's my fantasy.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but we don't live in a fantasy world. It'll never happen, but it's good to know.
Darn, I knew it. It's better I know reality.
Yeah. Face the facts, Ozob. You have to find relics. You don't have time to visit a farm.
What's a farm?
You'll never know. Question 12. Ozob, do you like pickles?
Oh, I love pickles. I absolutely love pickles. Like, I love the juice. I love the bumps. You know what I do sometimes when I find a pickle? A good bumpy pickle is what I'll do is I'll shave off all the bumps. And then I'll just, like, eat just the bumps. And I'll put it back in the jar so it can marinate out into the juices. And then I'll drink it and then offer the rest of the juices to my friend. And then I'll eat the pickle. It's just a wonderful experience. You don't know life until you've eaten the bumps off of every pickle. So delicious.
I'm just picturing your kitchen pantry. It's like all the bananas, but like the peels are off and the peels have been eaten, but the banana core is there. Like all of
that's the best
the sandwich
part.
Bread.
Like, the inside of the banana is the worst part. Like, you just throw that away and, like, hope nobody slips on it later. Unless they're a predator, in which case they deserve to slip.
Well, you know what I hope isn't a predator is question 13. Penguins. A penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does it say and why is it here?
What's a penguin?
It's a giant predator that eats goblins.
Oh, no. Okay, so the sombrero, ideally, in this scenario, it said, Ozob, I am a predator. Run. And I would be like, okay, goodbye. And he would also announce himself, being like, I'm coming, Ozob. I'm almost here and I'm coming to eat you. So I always know where he is. And then I would hide in, like, I don't know, a hole somewhere. That's probably what I would do. Yes. I would cower heroically, as all my goblin folk and family has taught me to cower.
I hear the basement has an escape tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a rumor, though.
I'm going to dig for this escape route. Escape route is essential for the survival of the species, didn't you know?
Yeah, that's why it's there.
I mean, have you heard of the giant badger incident of 2012? Ugh. it was a massacre. Horrible. Think of it, 1,000 screaming goblins all trying to leave the same hole. Ugh. Horrible. Also, there was a bunch of banana peels around for some reason.
Wow.
Absolutely terrifying.
Second to last question. What would you like remembered about you, Ozob?
I would like to be remembered as a true goblin. The most cowardly of cowards, the most gluttonous of appetites, and the most self-minded of individuals. Unfortunately, even if I'm remembered like that, I'll always know that deep down I'm secretly a very kind soul, and that sickens me. But, you know, as long as no one else knows about that, that's perfect.
the secret will go with you to your grave and
absolutely.
On this arid interview.
Perfect. See? Yeah, it's like putting a little secret in a bottle and then throwing it in the ocean. No one finds those.
Yeah, no one's going to listen to this. And question 15, very last question. Ozob, what is one message you would give to your fans?
Oh, I have fans. Okay, let me think. I've never had fans before. Hello, everybody. I'm Ozob, and you're my fan, apparently. I don't know why, but you chose me to be your person of interest. So here's what I gotta say. If there's a predator, run and scream as loudly as you can while throwing refuse at it. Also, try to stink as badly as possible every day of your life. You won't regret it. And also, on top of that, whatever you do, no matter what you do, remember, goblin luck is a thing.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Bye.
Bye.